Well, hi, everyone. This is Daniel Williams, senior editor at MGMA and host of the MGMA podcast, joined by co-host Colleen Luckett, editor and writer at MGMA. We're back for another Week in Review podcast. Colleen, welcome.
Hi, glad to be back.
Yeah. So I got to take a, it's been a long week now that we're coming up on Friday here, and I had to take a deep breath because it's still for everyone National Stress Awareness Month. So maybe take a deep breath, everyone, as we enter the news for today. So
sounds
Colleen,
good.
Yeah. What has been happening this past week at MGMA and around medical practices and healthcare?
Yeah, well, we've got some big news from MGMA content team. So our digital version of the April 2024 MGMA Connection magazine has officially 3, 2, 1 blasted off. Our bound beacon of insights not only beamed its digital luminescence into your inboxes via the Insights newsletter earlier this week, it is also currently on its journey across the starry skies in hard copy form, set to make a smooth landing and light up your mailboxes in the next couple of weeks, bringing you a galaxy of useful information and advice to bring you out of the dark about new ways to boost your practice's efficiency and improve patient satisfaction. So at this point, you might be wondering if maybe Colleen ate something funny for breakfast, but or you caught on to my ridiculous hints at our theme for this issue, which is keep on shining, which is to coincide with this total solar eclipse on April 8th, which I didn't even know about until I saw Chris's letter to the editor in the front of the magazine. So, Daniel, are you one of those eclipse chasers? You get out like in the watching party? Is there
I do not.
I don't either.
We talked about last week, I'm a movie guy. And if I'm not watching movies, I'm probably reading a book or I'm on a nature trail somewhere. So that's kind of my thing. But that's neat. I know, I guess people do these things, but I am not among them. But I applaud all who look for eclipses. I remember that 80s song from Bonnie Tyler, Total Eclipse of the Sun. So
I was,
that. We could probably sing that together here, but
totally. I was trying to work it in to my script and it just didn't work. So you're spared.
Yeah. Everyone, I know 80s music, yes, but not the actual eclipse of the sun. I don't know.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I'm assuming some of our members are really psyched about that, but so just as these somewhat rare astronomical events inspire curiosity and fascination, much of the content of this Connection issue aims to capture the essence of discovery around this crucial data necessary for decision-making in healthcare management. It illuminates which technologies give practices the best bang for their buck and explores EHR integrations. Also, check out articles from your peers on topics like boosting quality outcomes by improving patient experiences, aiming for health equity, adopting people-focused leadership, and creating cultures that prioritize retention, the complexities of compensation in recruitment, the role of culture in keeping staff, and some insights on transforming healthcare by embracing both perseverance and learning from failure. This spring renewal issue is a call to all practice leaders to push forward into the next frontier of efficiency and innovation. See what I did there?
Yeah.
So as I mentioned, Chris wrote the opening letter, as he usually does, and he said, "Let's recognize our imperfect vision and seek the light to illuminate trusted sources to help us test theories and challenge assumptions." Yes, let's keep on shining.
Nice.
We'll drop the link to the digital version in the show notes, or you can go to the MGMA website. Just go to Practice Resources at the top, then look for Insights, and you'll see MGMA Connection at the bottom of that list. And remember, it's only available to MGMA members. And again, expect the hard copy in mailboxes in just the next couple of weeks. And enjoy the eclipse.
Wow, that is so exciting. You brought up one of the articles I want to share with everyone. Just give a quick sneak peek to it. So Steve Brewer, who's an MGMA member, he wrote an article titled "Applying People-Centered Leadership Theories to Navigate Change." That's really at the heart of a lot of the things that Colleen was talking about just a moment ago. So what I want to do is really look at one aspect of this. And Steve has a paragraph and a subsection on transformational leadership. So I'll read you a little bit from that. So as Steve writes, healthcare organizations are having to adjust and look for ways to transform their systems to match the changing environment. This includes how clinicians interact with patients, administrators approach strategic planning, and frontline workers do their day-to-day tasks. Transformational leadership has been put forth as foundation for anticipating and leading change in healthcare. Now, he uses some ways that leaders can employ and drive effective evolution and change. One is idealized influence, which includes being an inspirational role model with high integrity and respect. Number two, the ability to inspire by communicating a common and inspiring vision. Number three, promoting innovation and finding new approaches to current challenges. And fourth, considering individual needs in relation to organizational goals and emphasizing a coaching philosophy to support growth. So with that said, I don't want to give the whole article away. It is available on mgma.com. We'll provide a link there. And at this point, I'm going to turn it back to you, Colleen.
All right. So we're going to get back to some MGMA stat polling results this week. I think we've skipped a couple weeks on that. Also, this was also featured in the Insights newsletter earlier this week. We asked members, do your physicians participate in developing their compensation methodology? The poll results revealed that 60% of medical group leaders said their physicians are actively participating in the creation of compensation plans. This marks a slight decrease from 2019, but it highlights a continuing trend toward collaborative compensation planning, which is a great thing, as MGMA consultant Christy Good will tell you in the stat polling results article this time around. She shares her insights, including the importance of aligning physician compensation with practice goals like quality enhancements to foster trust and engage doctors. She acknowledges the challenges involved, including navigating conflicts of interest, understanding performance metrics, and adhering to regulations like anti-kickback statutes. But despite the challenges, Christy breaks it down like this. When doctors have a say in how their hard work pays off, medical groups can tackle the tricky bits of setting up compensation more smoothly and really align with their strategic goals. So to access the full article, you can go to mgma.com/stat. And of course, as always, we'll add it to the show notes. And now our ability to provide great resources and data depends on a strong feedback loop from you all. So to be a part of this effort, sign up for MGMA Stat by texting STAT, S-T-A-T, to 33550, or visit mgma.com/stat to sign up on the website. Back to you, Daniel.
Awesome. Yeah, that is really cool. And I wanted to share something that some of you may have heard already. It's the most recent MGMA Women in Healthcare podcast. It features a conversation between host Adrian Lloyd and guest Carrie Coe, who's a former healthcare executive turned leadership mentor for physicians and consultant for healthcare organizations. We've added an article on mgma.com. I'm going to provide a link to that. So if you haven't heard the podcast, you can click right there and listen to it right on the page, or you can read some of the highlights there. And in this conversation, I'll just give you a couple of the main points. Adrian and Carrie both reflect on their careers in healthcare and lessons learned around overcoming adversity while discussing burnout, empathy, and effective leadership strategies. Carrie also shares her experience creating a palliative care room in the wake of a personal tragedy. It's a really powerful story. Adrian and Carrie both worked at Mayo Clinic. That's where they got to know each other, and they formed a really strong relationship over about 20 years. And I think that's one of the really key things about an organization like MGMA. It provides space where healthcare leaders can network and create strong bonds. We saw that through the Summit Digital event recently, where people were really connecting on both a personal level and just some of the shared challenges that they were facing. And I think that's one of the key aspects of this particular interview. And I recommend it to anybody who's listening. So With that said, Colleen, back to you.
Sounds great. I'm so glad you have a Women in Healthcare podcast. It's great. So April doesn't just bring the spring showers. It also ushers in Autism Awareness Month. So our MGMA DEI expert, Amanda Jensen, who you probably heard from before in Daniel's podcast, sent my team a few resources yesterday, and one of them really caught my eye. It's a healthcare executive named Katya Sidel Cipolla, who is autistic and has chronic illness. And she shares her story in the MedCity News article called What the Medical Community Needs to Know to Improve Care for Neurodivergent Patients. It was published last June. She wrote this article about a particularly frustrating doctor's appointment in which her very serious symptoms were dismissed as anxiety, and she had several communication breakdowns with the staff, and afterwards she found herself in her car, overwhelmed and crying. Her experience reminds us that there is a conversation to be had about better serving neurodivergent patients, and that is, she feels that a significant portion of medical professionals are unprepared to effectively care for patients with conditions like autism, ADHD, OCD, and Tourette's, which affect 1 in 5 adults in the U.S. Hmm. Yeah. So in her article, Katya highlights the importance of recognizing neurodivergent people's unique needs, from the overwhelming sensory environment of a doctor's office like the bright lights, to the repetitive and often irrelevant intake forms. Even the sound of the crinkling paper can really set someone off. Mm-hmm. She explains that every aspect of the healthcare experience can pose barriers, and moreover, that neurodivergence is often misunderstood, leading to a lack of appropriate care and support. For example, many people, including doctors, assume that if you're autistic, you have an intellectual disability, but the diagnosis includes sensory and communication differences and pattern seeking and repetitive behaviors. So one can be autistic and be intellectually gifted, intellectually disabled, or, you know, anywhere in between. So Katya calls for change in this article, a shift toward understanding, patience, and a little bit of creativity in healthcare. Give it a read to learn more. As always, we'll share the link in the show notes. The article is a really good reminder to think of ways in which medical professionals can transform healthcare. So happy Autism Awareness Month, everyone. And that's a wrap for me, Daniel. Back to you.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. And I'll have to send Amanda a note as well. I love the work that she does. And the kind of work she shares with us internally at MGMA, Colleen and myself and other editors here are happy to share that with the greater MGMA audience. So we will continue to do that. So it's Autism Awareness Month. And as I mentioned earlier, it's also Stress Awareness Month. So Colleen and I will continue to provide additional content and information for y'all throughout the month. But until then, that brings us to the end of this particular Week in Review episode. So thank you all for being podcast listeners. If you like the work we're doing, please consider becoming an MGMA member. Learn more at mgma.com/membership.